Little Brown Band-Aid on Little Brown Dog.
This is fun. Well, I don't know what people say about me, but I know I have to pee. Wonder Woman.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
All right, let me hear it. What we call this podcast? You know, we never did say what the podcast was called on that.
We didn't. Well, if people don't know by now, if they don't know by now, where in the hell have they been?
Mm. What we call this podcast?
This is Hatman and Harwood's Little Red Light Songs, Have a Hate of Music.
You don't have a Have a Hate.
Let me see. I think I can do it now. Let me see. You don't have a Have a Hate. Yeah, I can do it again.
Pat Buttram. Your voice came back.
It did. It was practically gone for a while.
Yeah, it was actually. So today is Versus.
2, 3, 4.
Versus.
Versus.
They talking about Versus.
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 I'm sorry.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
No.
With the Grassroots?
Yes, I am.
I'm not going to play any of their songs tonight.
Okay.
All right. If someone wants to get a hold of you. No,
you can get a hold. Okay.
All right, so are you familiar with Kenny Rankin?
Yes, well, I am now, you know, after last week.
So that last week's episode, I played Groovin', right?
Yes, sir.
And that was a really good song you liked, right?
Oh, I loved it. That one probably will reappear at the end of the year.
That on good? That good? You liked it that much?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
I liked it, too.
But, you know, it's jazz, and I love jazz, so...
And we did talk about a little bit how Kim A used to play the crap. Our local or former oldie station used to play the crap out of that.
Yeah.
The regular Groovin' song
I
by
like
the Young Rascals.
I love that song. I really do. But it's been played a lot.
Yeah.
Probably a little too much.
You're exactly right. But I'm going to play a version tonight because this is Versus. Versus. We're talking about Versus.
That's you.
We're going to play this version and I'll play it, then I'll talk more about it.
Go right ahead. Fred. Laying in the bed with the record on it. Non ci lasceremo mai. Grooving
So that was the Young Rascals. This was also made in 1967. These guys are from New York, but they're all Italian except for the guitarist, which his name was Gene Cornish. And
Cornish game hen.
So I bet their family was very proud of them.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Yeah,
let's see what the YouTube covering comments. That in Italian. I have never heard that before, but that's awesome.
It says, well, a lot of the YouTube comments are in Italian.
Viva Italia.
That's a spicy meatball. Totally ridiculously awesome, someone wrote. That's pretty cool.
I'm going to start saying that.
Totally ridiculously awesome. I can say that.
Well, when they recorded this, were they the Rascals or were they the Young Rascals?
I think they were the Young Rascals, still.
I've never quite got that down, what the reasoning was for them to change the name.
Because they weren't young no more.
I guess not. Mm-hmm.
And what year was that, 68?
67.
67.
Same year that the English version came out. So, I played that version. So, you ready for this version?
I am.
Here we go. I like cheese.
Sorry.
Totally ridiculously awesome.
Girl, I'm Sunday afternoon.
Right, that was the Young Rascals from 1967, yeah. Groovin' the Spanish version. And how intelligent are these young boys?
Oh, extremely, to be able to sing in different languages. I mean, what happened? How can we? No one does that anymore.
I know, but a lot of people did that, like you said earlier. You know. Sylvie Vartan, Jay and the Americans, you mentioned, because mm-hmm. I played that one time.
And of course, the Beatles.
The Beatles, they knew German, and... Well, here in Oklahoma, we could barely speak English.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We can't even do that.
Without making all crazy grammar errors.
Oh, I know it.
So, I'm not quite done yet. Ready for...
Oh, yes.
This is a three-parter versus. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll say the same song.
Yeah.
So that was Jay and the Americans from 1967.
What?
That's not right, Jay and the Americans. That was the Young Rascals from 1967.
Oh, thank
singing.
You.
Singing.
Groovin'.
Yeah, that's the rare French. That's the very rare, they say, wow. According to these notes. The mix was not included in the six CD box set. The Rascals, all I really need. The complete Atlantic recordings, 65 through 71. The Spanish and Italian versions were, but this wasn't. So you heard a really, really rare version of this song.
Wow.
See what the comments on the tube is. Oh, no comments. Wow. All right, that's weird. So I obviously won't play the American version tonight, but because we've heard that before.
It's not necessary now.
Because those three versions are far superior to the American version because we heard the American version so much.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Nothing against America, but I just heard that the version, the other three so much.
Well, KOMA and even on the Solid Gold Oldies channel on...
on the TV?
What's it called? Music Choice, yeah.
Yeah, the TV plays that a lot, too. So let me tell you, then I'll ask you which versions I like.
Okay.
So actually on the 45, if you can get the Italian version on the 45, the flip side is it's the Spanish version. But so if you're looking for that, or just get the six CD box set if you want the Spanish and the Italian version, or just copy it off of YouTube. All right, so out of the three we heard tonight, it's really close tie which one I like the best. I almost said Italian because that's probably their native language or what their family speaks.
Yes,
and it was just so fluent and it's so pretty. But I'm gonna have to go with French because. It just sounded cool in French.
And you have a thing about the French language.
Sylvie Vartan. But, so I'm going to say I like the French version, then the Italian, and then the Spanish. But they're all really good.
Yes, they are.
So what was your favorite tonight?
Well, I think out of...
you're wrong. No, I'm just kidding.
I enjoyed all three of them, but I think the Italian, that one was really cool. You just don't hear a lot of... music sung in Italian, it seems like.
I know.
So that's probably my favorite.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's true. So, very cool. That's a short episode.
Well, there you go.
All right. So, what if someone wanted to be grooving with you on a Thursday afternoon?
You can get a hold of me at my terrible email address, PProfessor@gmail.com. And if anybody wants to go and be Billy Graham, how can they get a hold of you?
Billy Graham. They can get a hold of me at Good Night Sleepy Hit Show.
That was a dumb thing to say.
No, that was funny. Good Night Sleepy Hit Show @gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to close out this episode with Booker T and the MGs.
Oh, very cool.
Grooving. Because that's a very good version, too. Have you played that for me?
Okay. Not on the podcast.
We talked about it, though, obviously.
I think, if I remember correctly,
which you do, usually. You're my external memory.
I believe Steve Cropper, the Colonel, actually plays guitar, and I think he overdubbed the piano part on this, too.
Oh.
So Booker T is, of course, on the organ. But you've got Al Jackson Jr. on the drums and Duck Dunn on the bass.
Very cool. I know Duck Dunn. All right, here we go. Booker T, the MGs. All right.
Lay it on me, brother.
Grooving.